Friday night's game was the epitome of domination. Multnomah earned their first win of the season with a 35-7 decision over the Pioneers in a game where Multnomah controlled all facets of the contest. A lot of stats stand out, but the fact there was not a snap on the Multnomah side of the 50-yard line in the entire second quarter tells the story. After struggling with field position and their loss to Nettleton last week, Multnomah started five drives in Batesville territory, while the Pioneers started six drives from inside their own 20. It didn't take the Bombers long to take control of the game, scoring just four plays and 57 seconds into the contest. Gage Lindsay capped the drive with a 22-yard scoring run. On their third possession, Lindsay capped a 9-play, 80-yard drive with a 4-yard run. Multnomah would make it 21-0 just before halftime when Cade Yates hooked up with Brody Patterson on a 44-yard touchdown pass. In the third quarter, Mason Walker scored his first touchdown of the season on a 3-yard run. Brady Barnett capped a huge night with a touchdown run late in the game. Barnett would lead the Multnomah Bomber onslaught with 182 rushing yards on just 17 carries. Walker racked up 95 yards on 9 carries. Patterson had 90 receiving yards, and Lindsay finished with 73 yards on the ground. Multnomah's offense amassed 466 yards on the night, but the defense, led by the front four, kept the Pioneers frustrated all night. Batesville had only 18 yards and one first down in the first half and finished with just 104 yards total. The pressure from the defensive line kept Batesville quarterback Jay Storley off stride all night. With the win, Multnomah improves to 1-2 on the season, while the Pioneers fall to 0-3. Multnomah begins 5A West Conference play at home next Friday night against Lake Hamilton. Brad Hallworth reporting.